Computers presents Tech Tuesday,
where you always get switched on service.
Tegan.
Hey guys,
giving us a bit of a reprieve. Yes, we are live.
Save us.
Actually, Tegan, you do need to help save a lot of people from this ransomware attack that's happening.
Absolutely.
What is going on?
Now, you've probably heard about a recent strain of malicious software that's been affecting computer systems over the last few days, firstly in the UK and Europe, but it's now spreading all over the world. Now, this ransomware called WannaCry, and trust me, you will want to cry if it infects your computer, it's now impacted over 10,000 organizations, 200,000 individuals in over 150 countries. Those were the numbers from yesterday, so it's probably increased by now. But most notably, the ransomware shut down work at 16 hospitals in the UK, with many hospitals left unable to access basic medical records.
That's horrible.
Which is really an issue. A lot of surgeries were cancelled. It's, major. Now, WannaCry is a typical ransomware in that it locks up files on your computer, then demands payment to release those files, hence the name ransomware. But what's caught many users and organizations off guard is the fact that it also has a worm functionality that helps it spread automatically once it's in your computer.
Right.
Now, you might have heard about a kill switch that was discovered over the weekend, which slowed down the attack, but it won't unlock systems already affected, and new strains have already begun to appear, unfortunately.
Do they know where it's come from?
They haven't tracked down the individuals who created it, no.
Didn't they say, I heard a rumour that it was like a CIA thing that had been...
The vulnerability, the NSA, I believe, may have discovered the vulnerability. I'm not sure of the exact specifics on this, but it has actually been patched by Microsoft. So moving on to our tip about preventing it.
Oh, sorry, Tegan, before we get to the tip, I did see something about Microsoft actually complained to the FBI saying, hey, you didn't give us enough information to stop this.
There you go.
So I think there's going to be a bit of back and forth, and that's probably not the end we're going to hear of that
type of thing. There's always the blame game afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Right. Well, if it's continuing, of course the blame game's going to. But yeah, so how do we stop this from happening though?
Right, so Microsoft has already released a patch that fixes the Windows vulnerability that this ransomware takes advantage of. And they actually did that a couple of months ago. So you can protect your computer from this particular malware by making sure that all your Windows updates have been downloaded and installed. So that's a pretty easy way to fix it. Just make sure you do your Windows updates. Now, you should always do them, but this is a really good reason to get those done. I've got some more tips here for avoiding ransomware and other malicious software. So firstly, make sure you have a reputable internet security suite installed and that it's up to date. Make sure you have backups. So backups, that's plural. Any drive that's connected to your computer is susceptible to an infection that your computer gets. It'll do the lot. So it's good to have at least two backups of your important files, and don't have both hard drives or USB sticks plugged in at the same time. Make sure one's always out.
Yeah.
Avoid clicking on links or opening attachments or emails from people you don't know. Never click on email attachments that have these extensions, .zip, .exe or .js. Those can run like executable files and can do things that you're not in control of, unfortunately.
Right.
When opening an attachment in Word format, often people see emails with Word documents attached. When they open those, they get a message saying, would you like to enable macros? Say no, because that's another automation type of thing. And last one, if you get a pop-up on your screen saying that there are errors on your computer and asking you to call a number for them to check it out, do not call them. Close the pop-up window if you can and shut down your computer. Restart
I may or may
it.
Not have seen that one on my computer probably 10 times.
Oh, dearie
me. I just instantly shut down the internet, open it, re-back up. All good.
Do not call them. A lot of local people have been caught out by that one.
So,
if you think your computer's been infected by ransomware or other malicious software, please bring it in as soon as you can for our technical team to assess.
Yeah, of course.
Radio.
Thanks, Tegan.
Thanks very much, guys.